This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
We do talk about a lot of the big global macro issues that are facing our world, which is why we need to remind ourselves that it's always important to check out things from the ground level up.
We've got a great voice to do that. Tim Kelly is the mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tim joins us now in the Interactive Broker Studios here at Bloomberg. Mayor Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're doing well. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Are we doing well? We have a lot of questions that are out there in terms of the economic. You were just saying how the market volatility is crazy.
Yeah, it feels weird. It's a beautiful day, though, Carol.
It is amazing. This weekend was super hot, but today was...
And that's what I'm thinking about.
Idyllic.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So tell us how the outlook looks from your perspective and what's going on in your city.
Chattanooga, I've only been the mayor for about a year. I came at it from a business perspective. Right. I'm a business guy and spent a lot of time in the philanthropic world too, and didn't really and still don't really have future political ambitions. I really just believe that Chattanooga has the potential to be one of, if not the best city in America, all things considered. And so entrepreneurs hate wasted potential, and that was kind of my thesis, right? So, but we're doing well. I mean, we weathered the pandemic well. I mean, we had our real challenges with public health and attitudes towards vaccination. But we the city created some incentives to incentivize vaccination that we know worked, and we made it through.
What's well? Tell us about growth. Tell us about unemployment.
Okay. Well, unemployment, I want to say, is sitting about 3%. Really, frankly, most of our problems are stacking up on the other side of the ledger, where, again, I'm every day turning the crank with one hand for economic development. But on the other hand, we have to tackle these problems of workforce development and affordable housing, which are becoming mm-hmm. increasingly difficult. And, reimagining our public transit system, which is going to be important. So, that's the bulk of what I do every day.
How do you get more people to move to Chattanooga for work?
Well, again, we have the fastest, cheapest, most pervasive public internet in the country. We were lucky. My predecessors had the vision and foresight to invest, I think it was about $220 million at the time, which seems like a cheap date, to build out a really, robust fiber.
Why did you look at me when you said that? I'm just kidding.
No, but it's been transformative. It really has, right? So, you can get 10 gig speed there, download a 2-hour high def movie in 3 minutes, and for a couple $100 a month, and 1 gig is maybe about 100. And so we had a lot of people that moved in during the pandemic. The thesis was basically that, if you can work from anywhere, why would you not be in the place with the best quality of life? And that really is Chattanooga stock and trade.
Well, Mayor Kelly, talk to us about this, because I was looking at, I think United Van Lines did a survey.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for 45 years, ranks Tennessee 7th on the list of top moving destinations, and that was for last year. So tell us about how many people, what is the inflow that you're seeing?
Well, that's really part of what keeps me up at night is not knowing. A lot of it is anecdotal, right? I mean, the Chamber of Commerce, if I recruit a company to come to town, I meet the CEO and come to a meeting and there's 200 employees. But the long tail of the remote workforce, you don't know. I mean, I was telling a story about being at a soccer game and somebody flagging me down because they knew I was a Tottenham fan and they were Arsenal fans and they were giving me grief about it. They had moved here from Brooklyn, with apologies to the metro, but they'd moved to Chattanooga. And how are we supposed to know who they are, right? So as the mayor, we're still noodling on how we can find out who's there now and like
what do you
get
mean
them
you don't
together.
Know what do you mean you don't
meaning
know
I mean they're working because they're working remotely
they're
full
working
time
remotely, right yeah. I mean, we don't okay. in the aggregate we don't know. We know that so for example I had them run a study through our electric utility that showed new signups from more than 50 miles away for electric service, and that was about 10,000 people, so you know, fairly significant. And then we sent them a little bit of a follow-up survey, and it was anecdotal. The response rate was not great, but it was what you would expect, right? It was a lot of remote workers, more retirees than I realized, but we still don't really have a way to kind of rally them and leverage them as a group, because there's some really smart and talented people that are there, but we Yeah.
Well, you know what I wanted to ask you, because it's funny, we had this story from the Credit Suisse CEO about saying that, you know, a lot of bank employees, they're not going to come back to work. Do you think that the really smart conversation or thought about this is that things have changed dramatically? People are, for the first time in a long time, Americans are moving around the country because they can.
Yeah.
Do you think that stays with us?
I do. I mean, I do, and I think it has kind of fundamentally change the landscape. I think it's good to have a diversified economy. I don't see that Chattanooga will completely rely on that. I mean, we're still, you know, spend most of our time working on traditional economic development. But again, our, if we have a competitive advantage as a city, it's our outdoor space, our outdoor activities, our green space. And so we're going to continue to, you know, leverage that because it comes back to quality of life.
Still with us is Tim Kelly, mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He is here in studio with us. What would surprise people about Chattanooga, those who might not be familiar with the city?
Probably just how green it is, how much there is to do there, and how you know, cosmopolitan it is. If we were talking about, you know, there are a lot of stereotypes about the South that are maybe were well-deserved at one time, but it's a very, very diverse, artistic, progressive city. Like you know, all the cities in Tennessee are, you know, not to get too political about it, but they're largely blue cities, if not purple. And it's a great city to live in.
What are you doing to attract families there?
Well, again, affordable housing is becoming difficult, but schools, again, Tennessee is a very low tax state. That's a big drawing card. The downside is we don't fund education well. So there's a big push statewide to refocus on education funding. And that's kind of my bailiwick. So.
Are you seeing people who are moving to Chattanooga in the most recent wave? Are they sending their kids to the public schools? Or
are
they opting for private because they're moving to places with a higher cost of living and potentially keeping the same salary? So they do have some extra disposable income.
I think it's both. I don't know the data, chapter and verse. But, I mean, I will say private school penetration in Chattanooga is higher than the national average, and we have some fantastic private schools. But public school quality is also on a very good trend. So I think it's both and according to, you know, income.
Mayor Kelly, we have about 30 seconds, then we'll come back and talk some more. You said you've been on the job about a year or so. What surprised you about this position so far?
Oh, man. Really, probably just, again, you hear all the jokes about the speed of government, and I'm a big fan of our patron, Mike Bloomberg, and again, it's all true, right? It's slow, and I'm a pretty impatient guy, so it's tough, but I have a plan. I've devised my ways to move things along, and I come in most days with my hair on fire, so.
Keeps you on your toes. All right, we're going to continue with Mayor Tim Kelly, mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee. You are listening and watching on YouTube, Bloomberg Business Week, and this
episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Bloomberg Radio. I want to get right back to Tim Kelly. He's mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's in our Interactive Broker studio. I feel like Tim and I still have a list of things we want to get to. One thing we do want to talk to you about is real estate. And as people are moving into Chattanooga, is it so expensive that locals are getting priced out?
It is. It's getting there. And so, you know, we've jumped on it pretty quickly. I announced a $33 million allocation of a city budget, which a city the size of Chattanooga is a pretty good chunk. And then I'm going to use my experience in the philanthropic world to really work with our local foundations and national foundations to try to raise $100 million total, and then also contribute a lot of city property that we have towards the effort. But it is it's a form of inflation, and you know, you have to get on it early and often. So there's a lot of buildings going up, thank God. You know, the supply chain issues seem to be slacking up a little bit, but we are going to have to be very intentional about increasing supply.
What is typical cost of a house for a family, or housing for a family there, and how much has it increased in the last 2 years?
So the stats I've got, I want to say the median household price 5 or 7 years ago was like $159, okay. And it's gone to, I want to say, $270, $290, somewhere in there. So that's a pretty meteoric jump.
So Mayor Kelly, you know that there are people in the New York metro area saying, okay, I'm packing up and moving to Chattanooga. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that's going on, right? The perspective of...
I'll take two.
Right,
exactly. I mean, that's part of the appeal.
It sure is, right? There's no question about it. That plus the internet, plus all the green space, it's not really that complicated. But the trajectory it's headed on, I mean, that's great. That's what we're here to do, or I'm here to do, is to try to sell Chattanooga and push economic growth. But again, my job is a Goldilocks problem. So I have to push hard.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about Roe v. Wade because it's a business story.
Yep.
And Tennessee is one of about a dozen states, I believe there are 13, that have a so-called trigger law. So abortion would become illegal if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. We see companies speaking out about this, especially that companies that have employees in states where so-called trigger laws could take effect.
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody who's concerned about moving to a state where abortion could become illegal?
Well, I am concerned about it, right? I mean, the break on economic growth could be significant. The flip side, as a city mayor, right, I kind of try to live by the old serenity prayer and worry about what I can control and not worry about what I can't control. And that one is well above my pay grade. But I am concerned, as I think most business-minded people in the state of Tennessee are. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, but I am going to follow because you said you're concerned about it being a break on economic growth. You could see something like that slowing either companies coming to the city or expanding within the city.
Yeah, yes, of course, right? I mean, I think history has shown that companies and workers, particularly in the knowledge economy, want to be in diverse, progressive cities, right? And that is sort of antithetical to would you know, running the opposite current from overturning Roe v. Wade. That said, you know, Tennessee's always been a very pro-business state and has pro-business leadership. We'll see how it all plays out, but it is of concern for us.
You know, I do want to point out, just full disclosure, Chattanooga, among the first 8 cities selected for a nationwide initiative to improve government performance and transparency through civic data. We're talking about Bloomberg Philanthropies, What Works Cities, and which is providing support and training for mid-sized cities, including your city. I mean, what does it mean to be a modern city today?
Well, again, I guess I came at it from business and philanthropy, not from politics.
And is that an advantage?
I think it's a huge advantage. I mean, again, Mike Bloomberg, candidly, is my hero, right? I mean, like, I come at it from the same direction that he did. We, you know, executive politics is a very, very different non-ideological exercise than legislative politics. My job is to run the city like a Swiss watch, right? To really have the machinery of government work. And I don't think that's a trivial undertaking because we ran my whole campaign based on filling potholes, which seemed really... probably a bad analogy, but pedestrian. But what occurred to me through the course of the campaign was people want to know that government can solve their problems. And if you can't solve their simplest problems, they're not going to trust you to solve more abstract problems. I mean, democracy, I think it's fair to say, as an institution is under threat. And I think cities are where we can prove that democracy works and that government can still solve people's problems.
But all people.
all people's problems.
So
right?
how do we make sure of that? Because that's the world we are in. Here we come off this 2-year pandemic,
yes.
right? And we see the gaps have just widened.
Absolutely. And so the thesis of my campaign, not to get too political, was One Chattanooga. I published a 40-page strategic plan that's basically relies on two tenets. One is creating government that works better for all Chattanoogans. But the other one, very frankly, is getting the difficult topics on the table and talking about them until we fix them. And that's racial equity, right? And it's not as Raphael Bostic eloquently said at the Atlanta Federal Reserve, racism is expensive. It doesn't work. And so, the gaps between the black and the white community in Chattanooga are worse than they are nationally, and it has to change, right? So that is a very explicit goal for us, is to close the gaps in average income and net worth between our black and white communities. And again, look, I'm a startup guy, I'm an entrepreneur. A lot of it will be focused there. A lot of it's focused on workforce development, adult learners, and of course, good old-fashioned education. We need to fund from early childhood through post-secondary, we need to fund our educational institutions better.
All right. So I'm going to say, I feel like we've been having these conversations, and I'm targeting you because you're here.
Yeah.
But I mean it more broadly. And the same thing, after George Floyd, like these were not new conversations. No. So what is it? So many people say, well, the people who are most impacted don't have a seat at the table.
Right.
So what would you say if you could pick one or two things that you think would change some of the inequities that are out there, whether it's black, white, whether it's,
Well, look, to some extent, it's an attitudinal thing. A good friend of mine ran against me as mayor, a black man, and I won, if there was a consolation, we're still quite close. Racism is a problem for the black community, but it's a problem with white people, mm-hmm. right? So I think I, as a white candidate, can do some things to help close those gaps that a black candidate might not be able to do. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis, right? Is to keep having those conversations in a very, very intentional way. And again, not in a political or polemical way, but in almost a utilitarian way, right? This doesn't work. It's not working. And so we've got to figure out a way to bridge those gaps. And again, that's what we do.
Your background is as an entrepreneur,
yep.
as an executive, you started companies,
yep.
you started the soccer team there.
I did. My favorite startup.
What comes what comes next for you?
I mean, again, I firmly believe, I have Andrew Yang to thank for the quote, but I mean, entrepreneurs hate wasted potential. And I firmly believe that Chattanooga has the potential to be one of, if not the best cities in the United States. And that's what I'm going to spend the next 7 years doing. I don't have, political ambitions beyond that. I'm going to pour every ounce of my energy into Chattanooga and not worry about anything else.
So you're saying if they said, can you come be a senator? Or could you?
Bob Corker is a good friend of mine and has been a great mentor.
Or maybe
me.
Something
and,
else.
And Bob Corker would tell you that, being the mayor of Chattanooga was still the best job he ever had. I would never say never, but I can't imagine.
All right. Tim Kelly, what a pleasure. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. He is the mayor of Chattanooga joining us in studio. I'm Carol Masser, along with Tim Stenovic for the whole Bloomberg Business Week team. Have a good and safe evening, everyone. This is Bloomberg.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.